Yes, that's the Fame song by Chubby Checker, encouraging dancers all over to get down and do the twist. But today, it's being sung by students of the Cherokee Pride School in Northeast Oklahoma, and it's being sung in their native language of Cherokee. Native American students travel from all over to compete in the annual Oklahoma Native American Youth Language Fair held on the University of Oklahoma campus. Contestants create animated videos, sing songs, tell stories, some even design skateboards imprinted with their native language. Today, students face off to see who can tell a better story without forgetting words or stumbling over phrases, like Jay Fife from the Creek Nation. He won first place in the storytelling contest for a story about stickball.
You know, I will give credits to, you know, the other tribes that they have apps, they have audio dictionaries, you know. So we're all making progresses to modernize the teaching of the language. But like I said, it's really within your family, and we have to have a desire to learn.
The language fair and the enthusiasm displayed by parents, students, and teachers is a far cry from a generation of Native people who went to boarding schools and were discouraged or even punished when speaking in their native tongue. That led to a loss of culture and identity among many Native Americans.
What I like to say is that all of humanity is diminished with each loss of a language.
That's Dan Swan. He's the curator of ethnology and interim curator of languages at the Sam Noble Museum, where the language fair is held.
Every language is a window into a different way of seeing the world. It's the route to the knowledge, the accumulated knowledge over millennia of those cultures and communities.
And for the young people at the Oklahoma Native American Youth Language Fair, access to that accumulated knowledge is inextricably tied to technology. For example, language learning apps for smartphones and the ability to text in native languages. And while some people in Swan's generation may bemoan young people's incessant texting habits, he's not one of them. In fact, he says it's helped many tribes with their language revitalization efforts.
That this is just one more tool for communities to access. But if we can put language and language learning in the pocket of every student via their cell phone, that's a wonderful opportunity that just can't be ignored.
One of the most important tools to get that language learning into students' pockets is called Unicode, a digital language system compatible with any internet-connected device, like an iPhone, computer, or Kindle. Both the Cherokee Nation and the Osage Nation have collaborated with techies to create characters in Osage and Cherokee so people can text using these native languages. One of the people helping to develop the Unicode for Osage is Herman Mogri Lookout. He studied and taught the language for more than 40 years and is the master language teacher for the Osage Nation. For someone in his 70s, this tech doesn't totally come naturally, but he's realized the need to embrace it in order to pass along what he knows. So he, like Dan Swan, realized that in order to teach language to young people, he has to use something he knows young people use to communicate with every day. After years of working to create the orthography Osages use to write their language, he started to explore new ways to teach the language. He's introduced online and streaming language courses in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, the seat of the Osage Nation, to teach folks who can't be there in person. And he encourages using online dictionaries and translation apps.
I used to have boxes full of papers, and I'd have to go in there and dig. Computers, it's great. You can just say, give me a word for it. Say, all it says come out. We know that just streaming something out to somebody ain't going to help them learn. You got to have synchronous. So one-on-one. And they can come back, and you can have them say something, and you can get hands-on.
Back at the Oklahoma Native American Youth Language Fair, students demonstrate their singing skills for the judges, like this Kiowa hymn. It's one that is sometimes sung at funerals or for someone who might need a few extra prayers. It's a song that's been passed down through generations of Kiowa, in the traditional way, orally. But for the kids singing it now, and for their kids, the future of their language will be a mix of custom and customized tech. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.